Listen and earn to the Profit Express with your host, Tim Healy. For over a decade, Tim has helped the Long Island business community create sales systems through sales system development, training, and coaching. Tim is also the president and owner of Healy Success Solutions. Get ready as we create big-time profits for your business today. Now, here's your host, Tim Healy.
Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and you're invited to join me each and every week as we tackle the hottest stories, topics, and trends facing you, facing today's entrepreneur, today's small business owner, sales professional. That's right. We do it for you right here on the Profit Express on 88.7 FM WRHU. So thanks for being on board and listening today. Now, while you're on Facebook, and if you want to check out the latest of what's going on with the show, you can go to the Profit Express page. Give us a like, a thumbs up. Let us know what you thought about today's show. And if you're spending some time on Twitter, you can follow me in the show at Radio Tim Healy. That's at Radio Tim Healy. So thank you for listening. Well, what does it mean to you to be scrappy? Well, the definition of scrappy includes, in part, full of fighting spirit. And it's synonymous with moxie, feisty, enthusiastic, gutsy, lively, and spunky. Wow, who wouldn't want to be scrappy, right? Hearing that. So would you consider yourself to be scrappy? Well, many of you might think scrappy is about working hard or about being persistent. Well, in part it is, but there is a lot more to it than that. How often have you worked really hard and been very persistent in the pursuit of what seems to be an elusive goal, only to fall short? Well, scrappy may just be the answer you're looking for. And you're about to meet New York Times bestselling author Terry Shodine, and she will share with you her latest book, Scrappy, love the title, and how the skill of being scrappy can propel you to seemingly elusive goals, while often saving you time, money, and some sanity along the way. Terry's book is a great read with amazing stories of scrappy success, and one of my favorites actually was a guest on the show a while back, sports memorabilia icon Brandon Steiner, who took an idea for dirt, yes, that's right, dirt, and turned it into $50 million in sales. Now that's scrappy. And there are examples from selling cookies to finding love, and it was all because of a willingness to be scrappy. So you need to stay tuned to learn how Terry can help you leverage the power of scrappy into achieving some of your biggest dreams and goals. So it's a pleasure to welcome aboard the Profit Express speaker, consultant, and New York Times bestseller, Terry Shodine. Terry, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me. That was a nice intro.
I got you a little pumped up, didn't I?
It did. I was like, okay, let's go. Let's hear this.
I love it. Maybe it's the bullfighting music in the beginning, some of my energy. It's all...
Right, I got the whole vibe.
Yeah, excellent.
It's good. It's working.
Fantastic. So let's jump into it. I mean, you do sales consulting, you're speaking, you do presentation consulting, seminars and the like, you're an author, but a book on being scrappy, that's interesting. Why a book on being scrappy?
Right, so, you know, following the release of Small Message, Big Impact, you know, that book is really about how to craft more clear, concise, and compelling messages, which is lovely. However, one of the most difficult challenges is accessing the most desirable listeners. I mean, you can have the greatest presentation in the world, but if you can't access the most desirable decision makers, then what good does it do? Mm-hmm. And so this whole concept of scrappy really is just a chapter in Small Message, Big Impact, but I had all these calls of people reaching out to me saying, hey, I need a scrappy idea, or I've got this scenario where I'm just trying to get in the door, or maybe they'd be in the middle of something like, we've given our best pitch, we've actually, you know, been working with this client, they haven't said yes, they haven't said no, we're stuck in purgatory, we need a scrappy idea to kind of get things moving forward again. And then there are people that wanted something as simple as, hey, I'm up for a job, I really want this position, it's down to me and two other highly qualified candidates, what kind of scrappy little thing can I do as just kind of a final follow-up, just to kind of get in, just to have them choose me over two other people who probably are equally as qualified, but you're looking to do something to separate yourself.
You know, it's funny, you talk about presentation skills, which is part of what you do, of course, and it is vitally important, but it goes beyond that. And it's like, it's almost like, you know, it's kind of a mysterious factor. You know, what can I do scrappy to kind of get myself noticed or through the door? So I just love that thought. And in your book, I got to say, it's a fun read. And I love learning by stories. And there's a ton of great stories. We're going to get into some of those later on. Give us your definition of scrappy.
You know, I don't remember the very first time I heard the word scrappy, but what I do remember is the feeling of it, the feeling of needing to do something to separate myself from the competition when I felt like I was kind of getting pre-screened out of opportunities before even getting a shot. And the reason I use that word is because, look, we've all tried to go through the front door, follow the procedures, go through the front door, do all of the right things. And if you fly straight and you pay your dues and you keep doing it, you know, correctly, eventually things will pay off. And to some degree, of course, that might be true. But if you're feeling frustrated or if you're actually looking to get somewhere a little bit faster, then a scrappy maneuver just might get you there. And for me, that impetus was I was in my first sales job. I was trying to crack some big deals. I wasn't getting anywhere. And then just it was so innocent. I'd gone to the movies with some friends, and we went and saw that classic film, Wall Street, where Charlie Sheen plays Bud Fox, and he's trying to do the same thing, right? He's trying to land Gordon Gekko as a client. And he crafts this really great plan where he's going to cold call Gordon Gekko's office for 59 days in a row. He does this homework where he finds out when Gordon Gekko's birthday is. He finds out what his favorite cigars are, and he has this whole plan to kind of schmooze the assistant, deliver the cigars on Gordon Gekko's birthday and make an impression. And, you know, ultimately, because Gordon Gekko's kind of a scrapper, he sees this effort and he's like, okay, kid, you got a shot. And while he got the shot, I got the lesson. And I thought to myself, you know, what am I doing that's scrappy? What am I doing that's clever so that I can get in the door? Because going through the front door isn't working for me. And I need to find a classy, effective way to kind of bypass that traditional entree.
Well, like they say, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Right. But I think that, you know, again, you have to make sure that you know who you're approaching, how you're going to do it in a way that is perceived as impressive, not off-putting. Mm. And so my mantra throughout the book, and I say this over and over again, look, let's keep it classy and scrappy. And what's the alternative, right? You send somebody a fruit basket, they're offended. I don't think that's what happens, right? I think
right.
You can keep doing things the way you've always done them, or you can put forth a classy, scrappy effort, find a workaround, and then have people say, now that's the kind of work ethic I'm looking for.
It's the Profit Express right here on 88.7 FM WRHU. Today's guest, Terry Schoding. She's New York Times bestselling author. We're talking about her new book, Scrappy, a little book about choosing to play big. Fun read, lots of great stories in it. And you know what? You're listening and you've been grinding it out. You've been persistent. You've been working hard, which is great. It's part of it. But if there's an elusive goal out there that's frustrating you, whatever it might be, personal, professional, and you just don't know what to do, maybe the art or the strategy, I call it the art, the strategy of being scrappy is going to get you over the top. So if you're tuning in, your timing is great because we have Terry Schoding on, again, the author of Scrappy. Now, so you have these great stories in the book, which I'm definitely going to get to a few. And it was actually, I came across this story about you being scrappy. I did a little YouTube research, and there was a particular story that involves you, and I didn't know you were a fan of, was it bass fly fishing?
Oh, bass fishing, sure.
Yeah. Tell us about that, because I like that story.
Well, again, it was one of those scenarios. This is, you know, shortly, I would say a few years into having my own business, and there was an account I really wanted to kind of access, and this guy kind of like, he would talk to me, but nothing ever happened. Like, it was, oh, like we're having these pleasant conversations, but there's no movement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, what do I know about this guy? And so I kind of made this extra effort to learn a little bit more about who he was and what his interests were. And through my digging, I kind of found out that he was really into bass fishing. So at the time, there was this television show called Bassmasters. I think it's actually still on. And then there was another show right after that called Jimmy Houston's Outdoors. And so I made it a point to watch this show, and I took down all these notes. And when I got into his office for our meeting on the following Monday morning, he was, like, really pressed for time. And he's like, oh, you know, I appreciate you being here, but can we do this in about 5 minutes? And so I just kind of took a deep breath, and I said, absolutely. I said, you know, I completely empathize. I've been so busy. I just decided I was going to kick back and fold some clothes over the weekend and get caught up on life. And I watched the show. I'm sure you've heard of it. It was called Bassmasters. And he was like, he just kind of got this grin across his face, and he goes, you watched Bassmasters. And I said, yeah, I kind of heard you like Bassmasters, so I made it a point to watch the show. And he goes, this last weekend you watched Bassmasters. I'm like, yeah, I caught both episodes. He just thought it was amazing that I took the time to watch the shows, and it just changed his demeanor. And, you know, that kind of just softened everything, and then he kind of closed the door and went back, and I got to go through my whole presentation about how I could be of service, and he said, okay, darling, hold on a minute, and then we kind of launched to the next space. And ultimately, over the years, I did multiple presentations with this organization as a result. And, you know, I'm not telling you that I'm like this amazing person. I just think that I'm scrappy, and I'm willing to do just a little bit more to make an impression, to show somebody that I want to earn their business. And I think, you know, it doesn't have to cost you a ton of money. It doesn't have to be, you know, some over-the-top gesture. Sometimes the simplest efforts have the most impactful results.
You know, you talk about it in the book. You know, some people, you want to do the right thing of being scrappy. It's not just crazy antics, but you talked about it numerous times in the book. You know, knowing your audience, knowing who you're going after. Is it the CEO, the manager, the VP, whoever it is? Especially with social media, especially with, you know, LinkedIn profiles, Facebook, you can find out about these people. And, you know, in that, usually you can find some sort of an edge to catch their attention. So it is being strategic as well as creative, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that the whole goal here is to be tactical and practical. You know, this is just not, my goal was not to write another book on you can do it and have the right mindset, right? I wanted to show people how other individuals have done small plays, medium plays, large plays, right? Long term, short term, so that not that you would replicate them, but that you would go, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. You know what? I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to morph it for my personality or my situation or my scenario. I'm going to morph it, and I'm going to do it this way instead. And if it can trigger you and activate you to help you to just take one more baby step forward, like, you don't have to go for the big win. What I try to share with people all the time is, like, you don't have to score on every play. Just advance the ball, right? Just advance the ball. And if we can encourage you to make a scrappy effort through the inspiration and the real life stories, and some of them, right, there's that whole chapter on crashing and burning. Like, some people have made horrific efforts that were just not well thought out. You can learn you can learn from their painful experiences as well. But, you know, what's the best thing for you? How does it work with your personality? And, you know, really think it through, and it's amazing what you can have happen. It really is. I think that's the best part of the whole book, is all the crazy, super amazing, lovely outcomes that happened as a result.
Well, it's funny because, you know, like you said, you just don't want to have, like, the mindset, oh, you can do it and work harder. It's being, and I believe you spoke about this throughout the book too, it's about being comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah, sometimes, and look, I'm not always, so I'm a pretty cautious. I mean, and we have a whole section that says, look, you have to assess your risk tolerance. Like, you're only going to go, I only recommend that you go as far as you're willing to go with what your comfort zone is. I know where I am on the continuum. I'm pretty low risk. I want to do things that I think are simple and classy and scrappy, but, you know, whether it be a Brandon Steiner who, you know, pulled together, you know, the whole concept of his sports memorabilia company and the advancement of what he did by selling dirt-related products is over the top, right? There's Steven Schuschler, who created rainforest cafes, and when nobody would buy his idea, he decided he was going to convert his home into a rainforest in order to sell the concept. I mean, there's simple ideas like I might do, but then there's really elaborate plays, and, you know, you never know which one you might need. And sometimes you have the time to structure an elaborate plan, but sometimes you don't. And you just have to do the best you can with what you have in the moment. But there's range. And I think it's kind of like Ben Horowitz said in the book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The hard thing about hard things is that there is no specific formula. But that doesn't mean that we can't learn from those who have done really well at the things that we'd like to learn to do. And so that's the same thing with getting scrappy. There's no specific formula, but there are some really good benchmarks and patterns that we can learn from
and really
change the game for ourselves.
We don't know when it's going to happen, obviously. I mean, the story of the Rainforest Cafe founder and what he did transforming his house. I mean, I was reading that detail, and he spent like $400,000 retrofitting his house. it was amazing. But talk about determination, though, and just really completely having an amazing idea. Now, one story I love, and it's not always the business people that will catch our attention with being scrappy. It was a story a couple of years ago, I think it was in 2014, of maybe an unlikely candidate for scrappiness and it caught national attention. Share the story of Danielle Lee with us.
Right. It's one of my favorites. So I was a Girl Scout, so I appreciate Girl Scouts when I see them selling cookies and coming door to door. Like, I try to buy my reasonable box, because I remember how hard it was, right? You get the order form, you got to try to go out and get your neighbors to buy cookies, and you got to deliver the cookies, and then you got to collect the money.
Hold on a second. I got to interrupt you. I got to ask, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Oh, the Thin Mint. Like, is there an alternative?
The Samoa. Are you kidding me? The caramel and the coconut? It's the Samoa, hands down. I'm just saying. I had to ask.
Okay. That's fair. I like the Samoa, but... I'm a classic, right?
Everybody's got a favorite.
So the goal is to sell 100 boxes. If you sell 100 boxes, you get the patches and the treats, and you get extra money for your troop, right? You get all these really nice things. And people might think it's easy to sell 100 boxes of cookies, but it's not. It's actually really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to a couple years ago, I was reading this article in the Los Angeles Times about this young gal named Danielle Lay, and she and her mom decided to bypass that entire process. And they actually just set up a Girl Scout cookie stand in front of a legal marijuana pot distribution center up in Northern California, and they moved 117 boxes in 2 hours.
Ugh.
And I thought to myself, now that was scrappy, right? I think that is really at the heart of what we're talking about with the nature of being scrappy, right? She saved herself a ton of time. She didn't have to go back and deliver the cookies or sort the cookies, or if people changed their minds and they didn't want them, she didn't have to, go turn the cookies back in. I mean, she just got there faster. And at the heart of it, of course, being persistent is important and working hard is important. And scrappiness lives on that continuum. But again, nothing annoys or irritates the persistent person more than the scrappy person who comes up with a clever idea and flies right by him, right?
Yeah, persistence and hard work, like you say, it's part of the formula, no doubt, for sure. But it usually will take you so far. And if it doesn't get you to where you got to go, then it's like, okay, what do I got to do differently? And then, of course, this is where scrappy comes in. And this is why today's guest, Terry Schoedien, is on the show. She's New York Times bestselling author. We're talking about her brand new book, Scrappy. And scrappy may be just the thing for you listening. If you have one of those elusive goals that's, off into the distance and eluding you year after year. Now, probably the Girl Scouts is not endorsing.
No.
These.
I'm sure we can. Yes. That's assured, right?
Right.
I'm sure they're not encouraging that behavior.
Right. But, I mean, talk about a sure home run, 117 boxes in 2 hours. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I heard she did it again. I heard she replicated her effort the following year and actually increased to over 200 units.
Oh, yeah.
In about the same period of time.
Yeah,
so,
you're going to go back to the well on that one for sure.
But again, what I'm hoping is that, and I love that you thought it was a fun read. Thank you. I really went out of my way to just really interview people who I thought were just extraordinary, ordinary people. I mean, we're really not name dropping. It's not about a whole bunch of famous people.
Mm.
It's about extraordinary, ordinary people who had a dream or vision. And they found enough, what I would call that inner voice that gets irritated enough to say, I'm going to do something. I think we all know that it's up to me, right? Like, you have to do something. And what does that something look like? And you don't have to get scrappy every day. It's just your go-to play when, you're really ready to be like, okay, I'm all in, or there's a finite timeline, or there's a certain amount of time pressure, you've got a deadline ahead. Those are really beautiful times to really think through a scrappy strategy and really try to make something happen.
I couldn't help but catching, if it's going to be, it's up to me.
Yeah.
Is that a Harvey McKay?
I don't. You know what? I wish I could tell you who quoted it. I'm a huge Harvey McKay fan.
But
my favorite Harvey McKay quote that I think applies, and I actually included it in Scrappy, is he always says, "Don't say no for another person." You know, when we always let these little blocks in our mind go, we say, "Oh, you know, they will think I'm too young. They will think I don't have enough experience." Mm-hmm. They will think I'm too old. They will think I don't have, you know, enough whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know who they are, but we give them a ton of power,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, who is they, right? Yeah, exactly.
And so he just says very simply, like, don't say no for another person. Make your best effort. Make your best play. Let them legitimately say no. And if they say no, big deal. Who cares? Move on. Let's try again. We'll find another workaround. But, you know, what's the alternative? And Jim Carrey has another beautiful quote, which I think is just a fun way to kind of wrap this whole thing up. He says, look, you could fail at doing what you don't love, so you might as well do what you do love.
I saw that one in the book. I do like that one. I've seen that before. That's certainly a good one. Now, in part of the makeup of Scrappy, you talk about three factors, if you will. You talk about attitude, you talk about strategy, and then execution. Give us a quick rundown of how they all, you know, are part of Scrappy.
So your attitude and your mindset really speak to that fire in your belly. It's that, you know, that place where your heart screams, you know, gosh, I really want to do something different, or I really want to try this. And there's two reasons why people want to do something, which really speaks to execution. But one is just a really heartfelt, deep curiosity, right? It's an experiment. Like, people go, I just want to try. Like, I just wanted to try, and it was just a deep, heartfelt experiment. And I think that there's a lot of forgiveness in experiment, right? So that's a fun reason to get scrappy. Like, you're just going to get scrappy and be all in because it's a cool experiment. And then the other reason that people get scrappy is because it's just an utter act of conviction. Like, there is no choice for me. I am all in, and I'm going to make it happen. And there's personal reasons, and there's professional reasons, but all of that kind of ties into that heart and that spirit in attitude. And then when you kind of go to the next place, it's like, okay, great, you could have this lovely attitude, but until you actually do something, probably nothing's going to happen. And if you really want to be an effective scrapper, then you really need to build some sort of strategy. You want to make sure your skill set has you in the right place, that you're prepared, right? There's a lot of people that make it play and they're not ready. So you really have to really think it through, think about your timing, think about who you're trying to approach, what your strategy is, what your ask is. You know, don't try to ask for too much. Ask for an appropriate amount of whatever it is you need. And then really kind of talk it through with your friends and talk it through with your peers and your mentors and get their feedback. And then the third element is, of course, execution. And at some point, you just have to stop tinkering with the idea and go. And so many people get stuck in that strategy phase that they never just go. And Amelia Earhart said, the best way to do it is to just do it. Like, at some point, you have to go. And so that we spent a lot of time on showing people, I think in the final segments of the book, the beautiful things that happen when you just go. Look, people go, oh, I don't think I could do something like that. Well, then do something that you could do. Do something that's tolerable for you. Like, consider your risk tolerance. But at the end of the day, you know, this is your life adventure. And what are the possible outcomes? Well, A, it could get you one step closer to where it is you want to go.
Right.
B, it could totally flatline and nothing happens, and then so what's the big deal? Like, no harm, no foul. Or three, it could send you in an entirely different direction that you couldn't even have imagined, and then that's awesome, right? Like, but there's nothing bad that comes with getting scrappy if you really, again, follow the directions in the book. Like, make sure that you make an intelligent, well thought out, scrappy play.
Right.
Right. And, but if you do that, there's really no horrifying outcome except that it flatlines. Big deal.
Right. Well, going back to the Jim Carrey quote, you're going to fail, you might as well fail at something you have a passion for, a love for, you know?
Right.
Up next, we have today's guest. She is Terry Schoding. She is New York Times bestselling author of the book Scrappy. And we're going to share the story of how a certain woman found love by using scrappiness right here in the Profit Express, 88.7 FM, WRHU.